Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're into part 41 of how to have God's life living in you. And of all times to have God's life living into you, it's right now. Because as the days of Noah, the Bible states that the very era of time the people would be living in would be the very time that we're living in right now. And this generation shall not pass away. When you see all the different signs that were laid out by Jesus in the 24th chapter of Matthew and many other places in the Bible, Book of Revelation, Timothy, 2 Timothy, and then 1 and 2 Thessalonians, and all throughout the Bible, it tells of these days where people were eating and drinking and giving in marriage, and they were hearing Noah preaching the gospel for 120 years. And then they just kept going on. They had a deaf ear to his message that there was going to be a big flood, and they mocked him because he was building a boat, a big ark, where only the people that would be saved would be on that ark. And they laughed at him because water had never come down from the sky before. It had never rained before. Moisture came up from the ground and watered everything. Just like there is much water in the earth, and it would come up and water the trees and the plants and everything, so that was pretty nice, amen? But it is the same way now. People, and all of a sudden, it was a very sudden thing that it started raining, and the Lord opened up the doors, the chambers of the ocean and the sea and the different rivers and so on, and it flooded the entire earth, and it was sudden. And it was so sudden that I'm sure that through the Spirit, the Lord showed me that the people, after God sealed the door on the ark, that there was no way that they could get on. And they were scratching and crying and pleading to Noah to let him on the boat that they were laughing about and mocking. Okay, so Noah was preaching for 120 years. That's a long time to be preaching, but listen to this. The gospel that we're preaching, that the earth is going to immediately, all of a sudden, very suddenly, be burnt up. There's going to be two people. One will be taken, and the other one. And this is actually not a rapture before the coming of the Lord. This is actually at the coming of the Lord. One will be left. Two will be working in the field, and one will be left there. And it's going to happen very soon, because this is the very generation that the Lord was talking about, where there's wars and rumors of wars. There's pestilence. There's violence on the earth. So violent that we could be blown up at any minute by these atomic bombs that are carried around now in briefcases. And the Lord said if he didn't shorten the time, that no flesh would be able to be left. So God's going to come back and take everyone. And I'm going to prove to you from the book of Matthew that the Lord doesn't say that he's going to rapture people out until the time that he comes back. That we're going to be going through the great tribulations unless you die before that time. And you're not to believe false doctrine. There wasn't anybody raptured before the flood. The only one that was saved was Noah, and he experienced the flood. Noah and his family, amen? Amen. They experienced it. If you want to call it rapture, the boat was raised up above the waters, and it stayed on the waters. That was the rapture, okay? And God will deliver his people during the great tribulations, but as soon as the great tribulations are over, then cometh the Son of Man. As the lightning cometh from the east and goeth to the west, just as fast as a lightning bolt, the end of time will be, and people will be taken immediately. There'll be a brief moment of surprise and looking for the people that are gone. They'll see the sign of the Son of Man in the sky, and then they'll see Jesus appearing, and he'll be coming down to earth while all his people are raising up into the kingdom of heaven with him as he's coming back to earth and to destroy it, and the earth will be destroyed. these saints will meet him in the sky and immediately join him in coming back with him the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, will take vengeance on all the people on this earth that rejected his salvation. And it's just as instantly as it happened in the days of Noah, it just happened so quick that first the boat got loaded up and everything, and here it just seems so stupid to get on a boat that wasn't near any water. But as soon as everyone got on the boat and the ark, and God sealed it, the rain started coming down. Then everybody tried to get on the ark, and they couldn't. That was the Ark of Safety. That was a type or a figure or a symbol or a metaphor of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to be in Jesus. He's like the Ark. Amen?
Amen.
He's the bigger, greater than the Noah's Ark. Amen?
Amen?
Because more people will be aboard. Amen?
Amen.
And it's not going to restore life again on earth, but all those that will be taken in this ark, Jesus, who is the Almighty God, will be in heaven forevermore, and the earth will be burnt up, refurbished, and then heaven will come down here on earth and live. We'll live here on this earth, but it'll be a heavenly place then. Heaven and earth shall come down. Heaven came down and filled my heart. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so we have a few letters here, and right now let's go up to the throne of the Lord, and it's very important for you to not forget about that you're living in the very time when the Lord is coming to earth. He says only the Father in heaven knows, but he gives us a hint of what it's going to be like on earth at the time of his return, and it's going to be just like the days of Noah. When wickedness has reached its epitome, I mean, violence and wickedness and filth and degeneracy has gotten to the point to where it is right now, is the time that the Lord's coming back with all the pestilence, diseases, and the plagues that are on earth. This is the sign that we're living in the generation. And the Lord says, when you see these signs, the generation that sees these signs, that generation shall not pass away until they see the coming of the Son of Man. So we're living in that very generation. People should rejoice. Amen?
Amen.
Those of you that are only in your teens, don't worry. You're not going to ever see, I don't believe you'll ever see 50. Okay? For sure, I don't believe you'll for sure see 100 or 75 years old. The Lord's coming back very soon. Soon and very soon. So, Father, we ask that you anoint this service, pour out, give me your divine sentences, fill my mouth with that which you want me to say. And, Lord, let everything that is done on this tape be only that that comes from you in heaven. Lord, they didn't believe the Holy Spirit. Your word is the Holy Spirit. And people are just going on and planning things. And the Bible, you say in your word that people will be traveling and that they'll be thinking only of the best dining places where to eat and what the best wines are and what the things are to drink. And that to just be a bunch of pleasure-seeking, laid-back, kick-back, a bunch of people here on earth in these last days. And I believe that that is exactly the way that it is today. People will be going to and fro. They'll be traveling. They'll be enjoying, seeking for entertainment. And what's the newest and the latest and the greatest things for them to do? Lord, I pray that you'll quicken them by your Spirit and let them be saved today, and also that you will alert your church again to become zealous. Otherwise, you stated that you will not allow them to be in your body. You'll spit them out of your mouth. Lord, we ask that you do this. You alert the church, strengthen them, and alert the sinners so that they'll be convicted of not only their sins, but the era of time that they're living in, and that you'll give them a desire, the church and the sinners that are going to be saved, the desire to warn everyone else to be like prophets of old, that they'll start telling people of the time that they're living in, and for preaching for them your word, letting them become so consecrated to you that your voice will emanate from them as you pour your spirit into them, that they'll pour your spirit out. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, where's the first letter from?
From Nigeria, Africa.
Okay.
Dear Pastor Lamo, I am Mr. Abe from Edo, Akita, in Akito State, Nigeria. I am the postmaster of the Edo, Akita Post Office. I came across your books and literature through one of our customers, and I fell in love with it right away. My boss always asks me for more of the literature my customer gave to me. I am a Christian, but never had real time to read the Book of God. Since I started working, I work all day. I don't have a Bible anymore, and neither do my boss and the security officer working with us. I am using this medium to please ask Pastor Lamo to please send me 3 Bibles, one for me, one for my boss, and one for the security officer working with us. I will be grateful if I am granted this opportunity to be closer to God again in my life. Thanks for your support. May God bless you more, Pastor, Mr. Abe from Nigeria, Africa.
Well, praise the Lord, Mr. Abe, Brother Abe. And this is the time, more than ever before, to get into the Lord and let the Lord live and work in you. And thank and praise the Lord that God has dealt with you in this way through this literature. That's why I pray that God will be the one to tell me the things to write and also the things to say on these broadcasts, because I know that the time is short and that the Lord called me and told me to tell people about His soon return, and that's what this message is about today. All right, and then what else?
The next letter's from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay.
Do you have any locations near me in Greensboro, North Carolina?
Well, we do have the tapes, and we don't have an actual building there, but, you know, you realize that your body is the temple of God, so therefore that you are a member of the church. Everyone that's saved in the world, that is born again of the Spirit, is members of the church, and that we do have buildings. You know, you could start out distributing the literature in your area, in Greensboro, and set it up in your house or your garage or your place of business or a cafeteria or a cafe. Cafe owners are historically happy when you come to them and say that you'd like to have Christian meetings in their establishment, because usually everyone's going to order coffee and pie or dinner or lunch or breakfast, whatever time it is that you're going to have these meetings, and they make money by having you there. And they usually will have you come and have your meetings there in a time when the restaurant historically is not that busy, so it brings extra revenue into their establishments. So this is the thing that all of you people that are distributors should do, is to talk to different restaurant owners. A lot of them, or even hotels, they'll have banquet rooms that they're not using, and they may move you from one banquet room to another, from one day to another, but this is the way Demas Shakirian worked. His organization was the Full Gospel Christian Businessmen, and he had told the members of his, the people that were with him, or would have chapters, they would have them in different restaurants, and that was just everywhere in the United States. And this way, it's easy to have, you don't have to pay any rent. You're just bringing revenue into the restaurant to hold your services. And you can have literature there and Bibles and all this, and we'll supply you with the literature and the Bibles and the tapes. And you'll be a soul winner. And, you know, a lot of people ask for finances to open a church. Well, if we did that, we wouldn't have any money to supply the Bibles and the literature and the tapes and to pay for our radio time. And soon, we've been told that we may be on television. Now, I can't understand that because I am extremely controversial, because I don't leave any stone unturned. When I hear, the Lord reveals to me different things about the one world government, the one world church, these are other signs of the end of time. The one world government, which is the United Nations, the United Council of Churches, which is headed by the Vatican, which is the Antichrist cult. It sits, the Bible says, as a sign to everybody that it sits in the city of the seven mountains, which is Rome, and that's where the Vatican is, and that it's the richest, the most wealthiest church in the world, if you want to call it a church. It's a cult. It's the head of the Antichrist right there, the Antichrist movement, the one world church, the one world government, and the one world news media. Now, the media is the mouth of the dragon. The one world government and church are empowered by the spirit of Satan. The people that are in there are given this force, this satanic spiritual force, to do the will of Satan. But once they come to the knowledge of the Lord, and it convicts them that they're sinners and that they are, in fact, a part of the body of Antichrist, well, then they should be convicted of this, and because they shouldn't want to go to hell and the lake of fire, so they should repent and then get into the body of Christ, which is Christ himself, the ark, which Noah's ark symbolized. Okay, so when Pastor Hagee and other pastors say that the Bible is literal, no, there's many metaphors in the Bible. It's literally true, 100% true, but the Lord makes it difficult for people that are not interested in serving the Lord. He makes it difficult for them to find out the hidden meanings in the Bible. He said that it's the glory of kings. I mean, God's kings, to search out the scriptures, to pray about the metaphors, the symbols, the types, the figures, the shadows of what the meanings of the word is. You find that out by prayer and by seeking reading. And it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's the glory of kings to see or search it out. Amen?
Amen.
And so just a person that wants to read the Bible like it's the Reader's Digest or a magazine or something, forget it. You're not one thing to read the Bible, but it's quite another thing to study it prayerfully and to seek out the metaphors, because it is, if it were literal, it would be like the Reader's Digest, where you could just, you know, see everything right out in the open. But the Lord speaks in parables and in symbols, in figures, in types. So it's, the Bible is literal, and it's also symbolic. And I know that when I was in the courtroom, my attorney asked this expert, he said, is the messages of Tony Alamo, does he use symbols? And he said, absolutely, he's very symbolic. But he uncovers the symbols, the symbolicness of the Word of God, so that people can understand it literally. So, Reverend Hagee, don't say that the Bible is literal, because most people don't understand it, because they read it like it's a magazine or something, and you just can't do that. Amen?
Amen.
It's the glory of kings to search it out. Perfectly. Okay, and then what?
I am really excited to join your ministry.
Read the whole thing. It's only a couple lines.
Yes. Do you have any locations near me in Greensboro, North Carolina?
See, I explained that you could have. If you really were motivated, if the fear of the Lord comes upon you, you'll find a place today. Amen?
Amen.
And that means all of you out there that want to get a work started, you don't have to pay for a building. because you could start out in your house like Susie and I did, or in somebody else's house. We went into, after a service that we had at a downtown mission in Los Angeles, we were invited over to a narcotic dope den to preach to the people over there after we won the the number one ringleader of the dope den to the Lord, and he invited us over there to talk to all the other dopers. So we went in there, and every one of them got saved, and that became our first church. So it doesn't have to be a big building. We don't have an enthusiastic person there in Greensboro and many other cities in the United States, but you could have one of our churches, because it's not, you know, it's the Lord, our church is the Lord's church. And the Lord has told me that you could start that. You know, I started out, God, I didn't know anything about God. And what happened was that God made me an immediate assistant pastor of all people. I didn't know anything. I couldn't understand why Herman and Marie Beetz made me an assistant pastor to the Sunshine Mission down there in Venice Beach. And later I found out it was because they thought I had money. You know, they always try to give you a big job if you've got some money to grease their palms. But to me, I was sincere with the Lord, and I thought, why are they making me an assistant pastor? I'm not looking for a title. I just want to serve the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
I don't even care about being a pastor, a minister, anything. I just wanted to nestle into the church and learn everything I could about the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And I think that's the way it should be with everybody. And so I didn't know anything, but you're learning more than through me after I've searched the scriptures for all these years. You probably know more than, I'm sure you know more now from my teachings and by reading the Bible than I did then. You could go in there and do that. And if you have any problems in the church or anything arises that you don't know how to answer, you can always call me. I'm not, or if I'm not available at the moment, you can leave a message with the phone room, and they'll get these kind of messages to me immediately, and I'll answer your questions, and they'll get right back to you if I can't. And if I can, I'll call you right back, okay? So I'm not, the Lord is a lot closer than I am to you. He's very nigh. He's right there in your Bible. And now he's got these tapes that you can study and my literature and all that. And so the Lord is very near. And so open churches, you people out there, but make sure you stick close to me, to the Lord and me, because I'm the one that the Lord has called to be a ruler. And the 24th chapter at the end tells us that who will be the good ruler, you know, to rule over God's people. And what that means, ruling over them, is to feed them and to give them food and water and clothing and the Word of God, especially the Word of God in due season. That's a good ruler. That's a good and faithful servant. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what I do. Okay, and I want to do it even more. So, you know, don't say, well, we can't open a church because we can't go to church because there's no church here. You open the church. You start distributing the literature and tell them the time that you're going to have church services, and all of them will come there and tell them they got a tithe so that they can, you can buy stuff for food. We serve meals after each service, and it's just everything will fall right into place. Somebody might donate a piano to you. Maybe you have a piano. Maybe one of the people in the congregation have a piano or a keyboard. Bring it there. Somebody has a tambourine. Somebody else plays the guitar. And pretty soon you got a little song service going. Amen. That's the way we started. Amen.
Amen.
And that's the way it really is. And there's no church in town. If you're there, you're the church. All right? And whoever you win to the Lord with the literature or through your testimony or through to just tell them what the Bible says will be part of your congregation. And just go in there and have somebody cook up a meal, just like Susie did. I would be out holding the service, giving my testimony. That's all I had, was my testimony. And the things that I'd pick up from the Bible on a daily basis. And while Susie was out there in the kitchen cooking the meal that we serve after services. And then after I was done with my testimony, and I call a couple more testimonies, then somebody, and I'd tell them to signal to Susie back in the kitchen that it's time for her to come on. So she'd take her apron off and come out there and preach the gospel and have an altar call and people would get saved. Isn't that simple?
Mm-hmm.
So read the whole letter again.
Do you have any location near me in Greensboro, North Carolina?
Ah, come on. Yeah, you. Okay, then what else?
I am really excited to join your ministry. God bless, Charlie from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay, Charlie, you're on. Okay, you're on. All right, praise the Lord. Now the next letter.
The next letter is from Ghana, West Africa. Hello, brethren in Christ.
You know, all these disciples that got saved, all they were fishermen and everything. And here they became Jesus' disciples, amen?
Amen.
And then later, Apostle Peter, you know, these big titles. All you need to do is be saved, born again of the Spirit. Don't let anything limit you. The Lord says all things are yours. Well, one of these things is a church. They're right there in Greensboro, or wherever you are. Billings, Montana, Windham, Montana, wherever you are, it doesn't matter if it's a large congregation. We just started out, Jesus started out with 12 people. Amen?
Amen.
11, and then that other one. But we started out small. It was just Sue and myself. And all of a sudden, now we're millions. That's what I later, after about four or five years, I stood in the on the platform behind the pulpit over here at the church at 1313 6 Sierra Highway in Los Angeles. And I told everybody, first, for the Lord, we're going to conquer this world. First Saugus, then the world. And people laughed like it was crazy because here we just got this little old restaurant over here. It used to be a former restaurant and nightclub, and we prayed over it, and the Lord washed all the sin off of it, and we have our church there to this very day. That's going back around, well, it's around 40 years ago, about 37 years in this particular church. We had one church on Carlos Avenue, and first we had our church in our house, a little old shack that we were paying $60 a month for behind a filling station on Coenga Boulevard. Then we moved into the dope den after everybody got saved and they flushed all their dope down the toilets. And then we went to Crescent Heights, which is West Hollywood, which is a very elite area. And we were put out of there because of the attacks, because all the bars, we were winning all their customers and these skin flicks out there. We were winning them to the Lord, and they didn't have any more customers, so they paid the police to harass us. And some of our people suffered a lot of persecution, but we just realized that it was something that the Lord said would happen to everyone that's lives godly in Christ Jesus. And so they made us go out of that area because they said we were a public nuisance. You know, that will go down in the book of Acts, amen? Mm-hmm. The book of Acts never says amen at the end because it's still open. There's still the crazy things happening to the people of the Lord that were happening to the people of the Lord in the book of Acts. And here we are. We moved up into the Saugus New Hall Valencia area, right in Saugus. And we're still here 37 years later at 1313 6 Sierra Highway. And we have services every evening at 8 o'clock and twice on Sunday. People have to hear these messages every day or they fall away from the Lord. You've got to keep pumped up every day, just like you have to eat and drink, eat food and drink water and minister to your body and get up every morning and get going. You have to have spiritual nourishment every day. That's far more important than the nourishment you eat for your body. All right? Okay, so then get busy. Open up a church. And we'll supply you with everything. All the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that you need. Okay? And we'll back you up with the literature, Bibles, everything. Okay, then what else?
Hello, brethren in Christ. Greetings to you in God's wonderful name, and God's bountiful blessings be always upon you and your ministry, together with all of your staff or co-workers in this wonderful ministry. I was overjoyed to receive your literature together with King James Version Bibles, and especially some literature about Catholicism. I have sent them to my small church members here, as they really need those materials.
See, they're small church members. You know, we're small, all of us. Amen?
Amen.
But we're large in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
We become more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Okay, then what?
A lot of Christian churches in the Ghana area are lacking materials because of financial reasons.
Well, we're here. Okay, we'll send them. Then what?
Those literatures about Catholicism, some of it I gave to those persons I am witnessing to, and really tears are flowing for those revelations they read. They were enlightened because for many years they were deeply brainwashed with their wrong beliefs.
Actually, the word is brain dirtied. Okay, then what else?
Pastor, this is my first time to receive materials from your ministry, and I know that you're truly a faithful servant of God who deeply believes his teaching and are obeying his word. But some Christians here in Ghana are asking why you put holy before your church.
Well, I do because we're holy. And you think that's presumptuous? No, the Lord says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen?
Amen.
And be perfect. And he says, we are perfect. It says that in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. It says, there's no condemnation to those that walk not after the flesh, but in holiness, but after the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
So if you're perfect, you're holy. You have the Holy Spirit of the Lord in you, and therefore he says, be ye holy, for I am holy. So I say the holy Alamo, Tony Alamo's, we have one church called the Holy Alamo Christian Church, and we have the Tony Alamo Christian Church. Okay, so, but I can't understand, though, I can't understand, because the Bible says that Satan is a deceiver. Why is it that these people are not questioning the Antichrist cult church, who says the Holy Roman Catholic Church? That's the most unholy organization on the face of the earth. Talk to them first before you talk to me, okay? Because I have a legitimate excuse, all right?
Amen.
All right, then what?
Please, some of my church members do not have some of the literature that you send. Hope to hear from you soon. Signed, Philip, from Agona, Saba, Central Region, Ghana, West Africa.
All right, praise the Lord. Is that it now?
Yes.
Okay, that's it for the letters, and now we're going to get into how to have God's life living in you, and I promised that we'd be reading some scriptures from chapter 24. Yeah, we're going to start out, well, let's go to chapter 24, starting at verse number 29 on, all right?
Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened.
Okay, now this is immediately after the tribulation. What good is it if we're going to be raptured for us to know what goes on after the tribulations? If we're going to be raptured out of them, why should we know what's going on? I don't care to know what's going on after I'm in heaven. Do you?
No.
No. And so I don't care nothing about this world. What's up in heaven, that's it. But he wants us to know, because that's when he's going to come and get us. There's no rapture. Where do you hear the word rapture in the Bible? Now read it again.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light.
This is after the tribulations. Not, okay, then what?
And the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in
and
heaven.
And then, not before, amen?
Amen?
Okay, go ahead, keep reading.
And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds.
That's, they're going to see the Lord come then, amen?
Amen.
Immediately after the tribulation. He's not going to do loads. He's not going to come and get you before and then after. Or he says that us Jews are going to be here during the tribulations, but all you wicked Gentiles, the ones of you that believe in Santa Claus, the ones of you that are not really doing a work for the Lord, you're not standing up and being counted for, that all you will be raptured out and we have to stay. Where do you get off thinking that? The Lord calls us the elect, 144,000 of us. Amen? The ones with the big voices, the voices that's coming directly from the voice of God that's coming right out of us. All right? We're the elect, not you. If anybody should be raptured, it would be us. You people will be the very ones that'll go to hell if you don't becomes zealous to preach the word as it is. Amen?
Amen.
Quit preaching this false stuff, because you're not going to be prepared for the tribulations when it comes, the great tribulations, unless you are filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And all you people that are preaching against the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you're going to be the ones that are going to hell, because you don't have any power in you to do the work of the Lord. And the Bible says that he's given everybody the talent. Now, I heard one of these preachers on television today that says that the talents that the Lord gives you is not different gifts from the Lord. He said, it's money. What? It's not money, it's spiritual ability, or the talents. Not necessarily, that's a gift, really, you know, to have the ability to be able to preach the gospel. And he gave the ability to do this to one of these that he gave a talent to, and he didn't do anything with it. Then, well, he could have at least said in the congregation, that means he could have given it to somebody. He could have at least been in a congregation and been given his testimony or something to that effect. But he didn't even do that. He buried the gift of this anointing. He just went in earthen, in the earth. In other words, we're made out of the earth, so he just kept it in himself. It's what it is. That's the reality of that scripture. It isn't money that the Lord gives you to do a work for him. Amen?
Amen.
You see, we didn't have any real finances to do a work of the Lord until we went to work. Until for years, we didn't have any finances at all. And here we were fined $100 and some million because everybody thinks that we were sponsored by somebody. No, our ministry is so controversial that people are afraid to tithe to us for fear that the devil will find out they're tithing to us, and they're afraid of the devil instead of the Lord. Oh, we can't send a check to them, because then the Vatican will find out that we sent them a tithe and an offering, and then they'll come and burn our house down or something. Why, you wicked wretch, you're going to wind up in hell in the lake of fire. The fearful and unbelieving shall spend eternity in the lake of fire. Amen?
Amen.
And your smoke will go up forever. Now, I have the fear of the Lord so much that I step out and preach the gospel. And many other people have done that even unto their death. And I've expected to be killed every day of my life. But I still expect that I'm going to be in the kingdom of heaven. I have that much from the Word of God guaranteeing me. God makes promises to people. Amen?
Amen.
And I heard the same preacher telling people, well, you know, you can't be cursed. He said, because God blessed you by having eternal life. And so therefore you cannot be cursed. Well, my God, God gave Judas eternal life until the devil entered into him, right? And then he became cursed. So he was blessed, but if you let the devil into you, it's for sure you're cursed. Amen?
Amen.
Or if you have been saved and then you refuse to do the work of the Lord, then you become an unfaithful servant. Unfaithful. And the Lord is not going to let you in. He's not saying, well done, my good and unfaithful servant. Enter in, you unfaithful wretch, into eternal life. You know, I'm just a big old fuddy-duddy old-timer just sitting up here in a rocking chair, half blind and, you know, a little feeble. I've got Parkinson's disease. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never gets old. Amen?
Amen.
Even though he's the Ancient of Days, the brightness of him is so fantastic. That the word fantastic is not adequate. Okay? And so, you know, you're going to be afraid to even tithe to the actual people that are warning you of the wrath to come? Okay, we're still going to carry on whether you tithe or not. Doesn't make any difference to us. We're saved. But if you don't tithe to the house of God and you tithe to these other wicked people that are actual satanic, Satan's ministers of light, then you're aiding the house of Satan. Okay? The synagogue of Satan. The synagogue of Satan. And you're going to reap your reward for it. Because you know there's not going to be any retribution for giving money to Satan. Just leave things as they are. Amen? Don't make waves. Don't make you coward. You simpering coward, you. Okay? So, but I'm out here saying it and telling it like it is. Amen?
Amen?
The most controversial preacher on the face of this earth, they say. The most hated preacher in the world. Well, not we don't really hate you, but we just don't want to be associated with you because we're afraid if we get too near to you that some of this condemnation from the Antichrist will fall on us, and we don't want to be offensive to the Antichrist, is what you say. Well, woe unto you, because you're so godly that you've become so I don't want to use the word godly, that you're so self-righteous that you've become the devil. Okay, you better back us up, okay? If you don't want to be robbing God. And you better stop backing some of these unscriptural people up because you're helping Satan get out the false doctrine. Can you understand that? I hope so. Okay, then what else from Matthew here?
And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
Okay, this is immediately after the tribulation. The great tribulation. Then what?
And he shall send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds.
Okay, so he's going to get the elect from the four winds. Then what? Gather them together. Then what?
From one end of heaven to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves.
Now, nobody knows the exact date, but here we can tell when spring is coming, amen?
Amen.
And you can tell when fall is coming. Even these newscasters on television say, well, it's the first day of spring. Or they'll say, oh, it's now the first day of summer. Or it's the first day of fall or winter. But they know. And so the Lord says, so showing us the signs that'll happen just before that. Go ahead.
When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know mm-hmm. that summer is nigh. So likewise, ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors.
And the Lord told of all these things from the first verse of chapter 24 to right up to that point. And so you've heard those signs so many times before. I'm not going to read them today because there's other things that are taken too lightly at the end of these scriptures, during these scriptures that I'm reading now. Okay, so go ahead. Now read the rest.
Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass.
The generation where all these signs that are being said, he's not talking about that generation back there, but he's talking about all these signs. The generation that sees all these signs, that's living in the era of time when all these signs are happening, shall not pass away until all be fulfilled. Is that it?
Till all these things be fulfilled.
Okay, then what?
Heaven and earth shall pass away.
Now, see, heaven and earth will pass away, but I'm telling you the truth. The things that I'm saying are not going to pass away. It's going to come to pass. Okay, because you can see all the signs that I'm talking about. It's true that during other era of time, some things happen like that, but not like today. Amen?
Amen.
The pollution that the Bible talks about. And the danger of atomic warfare that could blow everybody to bits. There's these Arabs walking around with atomic bombs in little briefcases today. And they Catholic president who is taking orders from the Pope. This Antichrist Pope has given our president instructions to get to sell our seaports so that these Arabs and the Chinese and the Russians and anybody else that wants to sabotage us can. And they just give you real sound reasons why it's good to just let everybody come into our country. That's just like saying, if you're a chicken farmer, to invite all the wolves and foxes and everything into the chicken house. Right?
Right.
I mean, how stupid can you people be to believe this hogwash, this satanic evil? It's like you just are so drugged up or boozed up or living in such splendor. And, you know, you love to travel and you just see people are friendly in this country and that country and just everybody's really friendly and lovey-dovey. And so therefore, but, you know, somebody done blowed up the actual Twin Towers over there in New York, you know. And somebody assassinated all these people over there at Waco. And somebody blew up the federal building in Oklahoma. And somebody done blew up Pearl Harbor. Amen?
Amen?
And there's all kinds of our people. Our armed forces are blowing up. Clinton boasted of 50 different countries and killing hundreds of millions of people. Do you think he's going to get off the hook with all this stuff? You know, wake up. Everything is not as friendly as it seems. And look at Israel, how China and Russia and the Arab nations are looking to just come in there and drive them in the sea, into the sea, the Palestinians. And that land was given by... Forget about God. Who cares if God gave it to them? We're in charge now. You know, you give these the weasel an inch and he's going to take him 100,000 miles if he can, but God's going to put the skids to him real soon. Okay, and God is putting the skins through the tribulation period that we're living in now, and the great tribulations is coming. You know, this chicken flu, the bird flu that's happening right now, that's nothing in comparison to what you're going to see. The Bible says that by animals, one-third of the world population, one-fourth of the world population is going to be annihilated, and then there are other pestilences and everything and other plagues that God's going to knock out just with one of them, one-third of the world population. You don't have to worry about the population explosion. God's got that all under control. All of the devils are going to be smashed in just a few moments, just suddenly and without warning, just like a thief in the night. Because if the person that owned the property or the business and knew when the thief was coming, he would undoubtedly have set a watch there and be watching for him. But the Lord says, I'm coming like a thief in the night. It's going to be sudden, and you're not going to know it. I'm going to take you, just snatch you right out, just like I did all the people during Noah's age. Okay, keep going.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only.
Yeah, but he gives us a hint of the days of Noah. It's going to be just like that. So he tells us, like the fig tree, okay? We can know, you know, approximately, we're close, amen?
Amen.
This is the generation. Then what?
But as the days of Noah were, so shall also
the
coming...
See, here it is, the hint. Were they eating, drinking, laughing, joking, having parties, traveling here and there, laying back, looking for the best places, the best restaurants? Amen?
Amen.
Where the elite go? Okay, because you got the credit cards now, man. You can just about do anything. Big shot. Amen?
Amen.
Even Johnny Lunchpail can go to Paris, you know? Timmy Time Clock can go over to Madrid, you know, and sit there with his credit card, sipping on the wine made in Spain and listen to the guitars playing, you know. You're a big shot now, ain't you? It's Charlie Potato, Chuck Spud. Amen? Timmy Time Clock, Auto Overtime. Why, man, you got so much overtime, you got plenty of space on that credit card of yours. You can travel to see the Nipponese, you know. You saw, but I've been there, you know. You know, big shot's been there. And you got to budget out. All these loan companies are saying, let us take all those bills off you. Come on, you know, we'll consolidate all your bills. That's what you are. This is nothing. You're just part of end time revelations. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
The end time program. Okay, then what?
But as the days of Noah were, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came.
They didn't know. I mean, it was just like, you know, you're so busy enjoying your credit card and, you know, going here and there, that you just enraptured into all these different things that you can go to now. Okay? Cornball Billy. Okay, you can go anywhere now, can't you? Okay? Get a credit card, boy. You see, you know, leave that plow stuck in the ground and take off on Pan American. Go to Europe and see the world. Okay, then what?
And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Exactly. The world is in the same condition. Only it's worse today because sin is transmitted to you through television, from magazines, from books. They didn't even have this stuff back then. Okay? Movies. Okay? And music. You know, they got all this sound now. You hip to the sounds. Okay, then what?
Then shall two be in the field. The one shall be taken and
see,
the other left.
Okay, this is two will be in the field and the other one will be left. That's when the Lord comes. He says the Son of Man, and then Jesus is coming down to earth. Two are in the field and one is raptured up with him at that time. If you want to call it raptured, you're taken up with the Lord. It says it right there. Amen?
Amen.
So don't listen to these devils that are preaching, you know, that you're going to be raptured before the tribulation. Some of you don't even realize, except those of you that were in the mudslide, that the tribulation is here. Most people would think that that was a tribulation. Amen?
Amen.
That's one of the plagues of God. And some of you people that got cancer, leukemia, heart trouble, all the other things that you're suffering right now, and this epidemic of sugar diabetes and AIDS and everything, you living in, you're getting some tribulations there, boy. Amen? Girl? Right?
Right.
Okay, then what?
Two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken and the other left.
Yeah, that's when the Lord, the Son of Man, is there and he opens up the skies and he's coming back down. Amen?
Amen.
Not before, after the tribulations. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come.
Yeah, he's coming. He's coming, and that's when he comes, immediately after the tribulation. Well, what about us ones that's going to be staying here? Well, the Lord has something all lined up for you. You're going to have to be praying for the rocks and mountains to fall on you to hide you from the wrath of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
But know this, that if the good men of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up.
Now, this is why you should have, you must have you must have how to have God's life living in you. You've got to have that, because if you don't, you're going to be the one that's left behind out there in the field. Or one of you women grinding at the mill. Or whatever, or changing your baby's diapers. Or cooking your food, or sitting in some fashionable restaurant. Like the people in Sodom and Gomorrah. They just, it was like a resort like Palm Springs, or a resort like Las Vegas, you know, or Madrid, or some laid-back place. Everything is made so beautiful for you now. It's just lulled you into a spiritual condition of that the people were in at the time of Noah. They were surprised. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Okay? You don't know when he's going to come, but all the signs are here, so you know it's imminent. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, keep going.
Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.
Yeah, you don't think he's coming now, or you wouldn't be, traveling here and there. And, well, say, if he's coming, then we're going to really use our credit card. So we don't have to pay it back then. See? Okay, and then you just keep doing that. Then you're going to get into the pit of hell for stealing. Amen?
Amen.
So watch out. You better learn what the Bible says, what sin is. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what else?
Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household?
Okay, who is a good and faithful servant of the Lord has made ruler over his house, the house of God? Go ahead.
To give them meat in due season.
To give them the things that they need in due season. Do you see me giving Bibles and literature and tapes and monies and everything to the different people that have need in this world?
Yes.
Okay, this is the ruler that the Lord makes, puts over his household. Is people that are doing that, and that the Lord sees doing that when he comes back. Keep going.
Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing.
When he comes, seeing them feeding and taking care of God's house, bringing messages to them, lifting them up, inviting them to call if you need some advice or you need to know the meaning of certain scriptures. And if you need Bibles, just call up and we'll send them to you right away. Because I know the Lord's coming back soon, and especially now I want him seeing me do all these things, taking care of his house, his household. Okay, then what?
Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods.
Yeah, the Lord is going to put this kind of a person like myself ruler over everything of the Lord. Because even when we're in the kingdom of heaven, he has people that have been regenerated and faithful like this. He's putting them in charge of huge territories in heaven over the entire universe. And I want to be one of them. Okay, then what?
But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of.
Oh, is there just how much more?
One more verse.
Okay, keep
going. And shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Okay, this is like people in the churches that think they're saved, and may have been saved at one time, but they're not doing what the Lord said to do. All of a sudden they're saying, these signs, you know, they've happened in all different eras of time. But not like this. Amen?
Amen.
Not like this. There's never been any atomic ability for people to blow up nations with atomic bombs. I see my time is up. So now you can order this tape. It's tape or CD number, program number 143 by these four different means.
Go to alamoministries.com. Or write Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax area code 479-782-7406.
All right. Now you can have the Lord living in you, and you just better get to work right now, you know, helping out with this ministry. And don't be afraid of what Satan can do. He can maybe take you alive. But the Lord, if he sees you not doing right, in the time that he comes, he can take your life and throw your soul into hell even this very minute if you decide, no, I'm not going to do it. But those of you that want to do it, just say this prayer to the Lord right now. If you want God's life living in you, say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus, because your word says you will not. And therefore, it's impossible for you to lie. You say that all that call upon the Lord shall be saved. So I'm calling on you, Lord. Therefore, I know you've heard me and answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord for saving your soul now. Say thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And make sure to tune in tomorrow. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.